So you mentioned IHC. Can you talk a little bit about the pitfalls of IHC and variations that occur?
Sure. So probably I would categorize them into three big categories where mistakes happen. The number one category is people don't order the test. So if you don't order the test, you are not going to know the status of expression of any given antigen by cells in the microenvironment or by the tumor if you haven't ordered it. So that's number one. I see that all the time. The second thing is the test is ordered, but it's technically inadequate. And oftentimes a good lymphoma pathologist will be able to recognize whether there's staining that you can see in some of the background cells to know that the stain was adequate. So that's the second big area, you know, is related to technical issues on the basis of the lab that's performing the test. And then the third category, surprisingly enough, but again, this is where the expertise comes in, is the test was ordered, the test was done well, but the test was misinterpreted. And that has to do with weak staining, that has to do with staining of cells that aren't the malignant cells, and the interpretation that in fact it was the cancer cells, etc.